الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدنا أمير معاوية رضي الله عنه. Supplication of Attar. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, make him one who honors all the noble prophetic companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt radiallahu anhum, and grant him, along with his parents, forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. 100 needs fulfilled. Excellence of Salat. The eminent Tabi'i saint, leader of the noble Sayyids, Sayyiduna Imam Jafir As-Sadiq rahmatullahi alayh, narrates from Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu anhu marfu'an, i.e. attributing the wording to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whoever sends salat 100 times upon Allah's final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his pure Ahlul Bayt, Allah Almighty fulfills 100 of his needs, 70 of which are related to the hereafter. For ease of practice, the wording of Salat compiled by Shaykh Sajai rahmatullahi alayhi in the margin of this hadith is: اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. The verdict of the noble Sayyid, the spiritual master and guide, Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Ali Shah rahmatullahi alayhi, custodian of the blessed shrine of Kaliyanwala Sharif, stated, the person who finds fault in the honor of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is not granted sainthood by Allah Almighty. He once narrated the following incident to those present. One day at about 10 o'clock, I said during a discussion, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu committed great excess by opposing Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu. As soon as I uttered these words, the thought crossed my heart that I had spoken improperly regarding Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. Immediately, my spiritual blessings ceased. I spent the entire day distressed. That night, in a dream, I saw the old sitting room where my noble father, Khawaja Nur al-Hasan Shah, authorized Khalifa of Qibla Mian Sher Muhammad Sharkpuri rahmatullahi alayh, spent his life in spiritual instruction and where he passed away. Someone knocked at the door. I opened it and the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam entered. Behind him was Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu and Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. They stood in such a manner that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was in front, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu stood to his right, and Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu stood beside him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu remained silent. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu said to me sternly and with displeasure, the dispute was between me and Amir Muawiyah. What right did you have to interfere? He repeated this three times. I sought forgiveness, but no reply was given. The three noble personalities then departed. For 6 months afterwards, I was deprived of seeing Qibla Mia Sharkpuri rahmatullahi alayh and my father and spiritual guide. All spiritual blessings ceased, until finally I was blessed again with the vision of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, after which the flow of spiritual blessings resumed. O devotees of the noble companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt, from this incident we learn the saints of Allah Almighty demonstrate profound humility. If they err, they repent immediately. Saints are not masoom, i.e. infallible, Lapses may occur, but they never persist in them. May Allah Almighty shower mercy upon them, and for their sake grant us forgiveness without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Introduction to Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. He is a companion of the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, a scribe of revelation and the first king of the Islamic state. His blessed name is Muawiyah, his technonym is Abu Abdul Rahman, and amongst his titles are Nasir li Dinillah, a helper of Allah's religion, and Nasir li Haqqillah, helper of Allah's truth. The name Muawiyah in the noble family of Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu. Alhamdulillah, we love all the noble companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum, and we love everything associated with them. Here are some delightful points regarding the blessed name Muawiyah. Let your heart rejoice. The commentator of Bukhari, Imam Badruddin Mahmud bin Ahmad Al-Aini Al-Hanafi rahmatullahi alayh, states, more than 20 companions bore the name Muawiyah. Many noble Tabi'een rahmahumullah were also named Muawiyah. The blessed family of the Lion of Allah, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu, likewise carried this name. For example, one of the sons of Sayyiduna Jafar al-Tayyar radiyallahu anhu, himself a companion, was Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, and his son was named Muawiyah rahmatullahi alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The acceptance of Islam by his parents. The noble father of the noble companion and scribe of revelation, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, is Sayyiduna Abu Sufyan radiyallahu anhu. His blessed mother is Sayyida Hind radiyallahu anha. Both embraced Islam in the august court of the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at the time of the conquest of Makkah. 8 AH. Subhanallah, the father of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu was a companion, his mother a companion, and his sister Sayyida Ummi Habiba radiyallahu anha was honored with being a blessed wife of the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, thus attaining the rank of mother of the believers. May Allah Almighty allow us to benefit from their blessings. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, a man of paradise. Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, in his marginal notes of Al-Ilal Al-Mutanahiyah of Imam Ibn Al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, cites a Sahih Hadith from Sahih Al-Bukhari that establishes the excellence and paradise-worthy status of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. He writes, by the grace and generosity of Allah Almighty, I say this, Allah Almighty enabled me to find a sound hadith which affirms that Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is amongst the people for whom paradise has been made obligatory. The noble companion Sayyida Ummi Haram radiyallahu anha narrates, I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, the very first army of my ummah that wages battle by sea has made paradise obligatory for themselves. I asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, will I be amongst them? He replied, you will be amongst them. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes further, this naval expedition took place during the caliphate of Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu, under the leadership of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. Thus, it is proven that Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is amongst those for whom paradise became obligatory. In fact, He was the commander of that blessed army. The first monarch in Islam. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is the first monarch of Islam and the first king of the Muhammadan Empire. He explains that this is alluded to in the Torah where it is mentioned. Mawliduhu bi Makkata wa muhajaruhu bi Taybata wa mulkuhu bi Sham. His birth will be in Mecca, his migration to Tayba ay Medina, and his kingdom in Al-Sham. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi adds, the kingship of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is indeed a kingdom, but whose kingdom? It is the kingdom of Muhammad, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O Allah, grant us life and death in the love of Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. Across the centuries, from the 3rd century of Islam until today, great scholars of Arab and non-Arab lands have written works on the excellence of this illustrious companion. The Imam of millions of Hanbalis, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, supplicated, may Allah grant us death upon the love of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi is one of the 4 renowned mujtahid imams. A mujtahid is a person who possesses such a high level of scholarly competence and intellectual capability that he can understand the Quranic indications and subtleties, recognize the intended meaning of the discourse, and derive rulings from it. He has complete knowledge of Nasi' and Mansukh and has full mastery over Ilm of Self, Ilm al-Nahw, Balagha and related sciences. He has comprehensive command over all the verses of rulings and the ahadith related to them. His followers are known as Hanbalis. He lived his life in the love of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu and desired to depart this world with the same love. Subhanallah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves. Thus, love for every noble companion and every member of the pure Ahlul Bayt is essential. May Allah Almighty grant us, through their love, a martyr's death in Medina with faith and well-being. Ameen. بِجَاهِ خَاتَمِ النَّبِيِّينَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. The virtue of protecting a Muslim's honor. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ say, whoever protects the honor of his brother, Allah will protect him on the day of resurrection from the fire of hell. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recited the following blessed verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa kana haqqan alayna nasrul mu'minin. It is upon our bestowal to help the Muslims. In his commentary on this blessed hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, this sublime command is very general. Whoever in any manner preserves the honour of another Muslim, whether in their presence or in their absence, Allah Almighty will save them from the fire of hell. The honour of a Muslim is exceedingly dear to Allah. Friends, today the noble companions are being subjected to much calumny. Rise up and proclaim their eminence. See then how the Lord and His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam bestow bounty, publishing books in their defense, delivering speeches, and disseminating the Quranic verses and ahadith that demonstrate their virtues. All of this is a means of attaining nearness to Allah Almighty. Thereafter, the Honorable Mufti humbly states, this humble servant has written a short booklet, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, But ek nazar in which I have collected the ahadith and Quranic verses concerning the virtues of the companions, especially Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, may this humble endeavor be accepted by virtue of the above noble command to protect a Muslim's honor, and may Allah Almighty forgive my sins. The reward bestowed upon the Mufti. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayh authored a concise and spiritually uplifting work entitled Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu par ek nazar, which compiles Quranic verses and blessed ahadith regarding the eminence of this noble companion. It is a work that every person should read. Insha'Allah, it will refresh one's faith. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh is regarded as a foremost authority on evidential proofs. May Allah Almighty shower countless mercies upon him. He was a great benefactor to the Ahlus Sunnah. Mufti Sahib received such a magnificent reward for writing this book that it is related that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed pleasure at the author's defense of his beloved companion. It is reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appeared in a dream to Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi and said, "You have endeavored to protect the honor of my companion. May Allah preserve your honor. O devotees of the companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt, regrettably the noble command, whoever protects the honor of his brother, Allah will save him from the fire, is much neglected today. When slander is being spoken before us, too often we nod in approval despite knowing it is wrong. When a Muslim's reputation is being besmirched, if it is possible without causing strife, we ought to defend that Muslim and restrain the slanderer. There is great benefit for us. Whoever preserves another's honor, Allah Almighty will protect them from the fire of hell. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Earlier scholars teaching the virtues of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the eminent 3rd century scholar Imam Abu Umar Muhammad bin Abdul Wahid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh attracted many students who sought religious knowledge. He compiled a treatise of ahadith relating the virtues of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and used to present that work first to every novice who came to study. Only thereafter would he teach them the subject for which they had originally come. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon those scholars, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The deserved punishment of hellfire for the defamer. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Al-Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Bahari Shariat, the summary of which is as follows. Whoever manifests a heretical belief or harbors a corrupt creed regarding any companion radiallahu anhu holds enmity against the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, even if he accepts the 4 caliphs and claims to be Sunni. May Allah protect us from harboring any evil thought concerning a companion or any member of the pure Ahlul Bayt radiallahu anhum. He further states, all the noble companions, whether eminent or less prominent, and in truth none amongst them is lesser, are destined for paradise. They will not even hear the faintest sound of hell, and they will enjoy whatever their hearts desire eternally. The great panic of the day of resurrection will not grieve them. Angels will receive them, saying, "This is the day that you were promised." This is all affirmed by the noble Quran. In Surah Al-Hadid, Allah Almighty divided the companions into 2 groups and declared, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa kullan wa'ada Allahu al-husna. Allah has promised them all the most beautiful reward, paradise. When the most beautiful reward has been promised to every companion, It is self-evident that such a promise cannot include the punishment of hell. Rather, paradise is assured. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu praised an incident. A person once asked Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu about a particular matter. He replied, "Ask Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He knows more than I do." The man said, "I prefer your answer over the answer of Ali." Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu responded, "You have said something very evil. Do you dislike the one whose knowledge was honored by the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Indeed, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said to him, 'Your relationship to me is like that of Harun alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam, except that there is no prophet after me.'" Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of the companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt, indeed, respecting the companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum is part of our religion and faith, and servitude to these noble personalities is a means of felicity in both worlds. They are the beloved ones of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the coolness of his blessed eyes. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to follow in their noble footsteps. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The eminence of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu in the words of Sayyidina Abdullah bin al-Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh. A man asked the great Tabi'i saint Sayyidina Abdullah bin al-Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh, "Is Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu superior of the righteous caliph Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh?" He replied, "The dust that entered the nostril of the horse of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu while he rode in battle alongside the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is superior to Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi." How can a tabi'i be compared to a companion? Sayyiduna Mu'afa bin Imran rahmatullahi alayhi was asked the same question. Hearing it, he became angry and said, "Do you compare a companion of the Prophet with a Tabi'i?" Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is a companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his relative through marriage, a scribe of revelation, and an entrusted guardian of divine revelation. Meaning, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu holds a lofty rank such that no Tabi'i or Wali can attain the station of any companion. Who is a companion and who is a tabi'i? Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi states, "Whoever met the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a state of faith and died upon faith is termed a companion. A tabi'i is the one who met a companion in a state of faith and died upon faith." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. His virtue is established in every respect. Allama Abdul Aziz Pirharvi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Al-Nibras, "Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is an honorable companion. Even if one were to regard him as amongst the younger companions, his virtue is unquestionably proven by all the blessed ahadith that describe the collective excellences of the noble companions, while in reality he is amongst the great and distinguished companions, concerning whom specific narrations also exist. For example, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam supplicated, 'Allahumma ja'alhu هاديا مهديا واهدي به. O Allah, make him a guide, rightly guided, and guide others through him. Another narration states, O Allah, teach Muawiyah the book and arithmetic and protect him from punishment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Belief concerning the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum. The distinguished saint of the Siyalwi spiritual order, Khawaja Shamsuddin Siyalwi rahmatullahi alayhi, states, until one's belief regarding all the noble companions radiyallahu anhum is correct, one's faith cannot be complete. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Not even a single word against Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. Ghazali-e Zaman, Allama Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Kazmi Shah rahmatullahi alayhi states, I cannot even imagine uttering a single word against Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, let alone consider it permissible to speak so. He is a companion of the Messenger. May Allah Almighty shower His mercy upon him and grant us forgiveness without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The statement of Khawaja Ghulam Farid rahmatullahi alayhi, the renowned saint of court Mithan, Khawaja Ghulam Farid rahmatullahi alayhi, said, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is a pious companion amongst the senior noble companions. To harbor malice, envy, or ill thought against him is sheer wretchedness. The religious mindset of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, regarding the noble companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt, radiyallahu anhum. May Allah Almighty shower countless mercies upon Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah, radiyallahu anhu, and increase our love for him. How fortunate would we be if our hearts remained ever filled with love for the noble companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt, radiyallahu anhum. May Allah Almighty make us passionately devoted to them, never speaking nor listening to anything contrary to their honour. If someone outwardly speaks well, but it is known that his belief regarding any companion, for example Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, is deficient or he speaks ill of him, Allah protect us, even that person's good words must not be listened to, because listening to such a person's speech is prohibited. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh has issued verdicts on this matter. Alhamdulillah, we are the servants of the companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu anhum, rather the servants of their servants, and even the servants of their servants, they are the crowns upon our heads. A gift from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How exalted is the rank of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, that he would assist the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in performing wudu. At the time of his passing, he said, one day when I was pouring water for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to perform wudu, he said to me, shall I not clothe you in a shirt? I replied, may my parents be sacrificed for you, O Messenger of Allah, certainly. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam removed the blessed shirt from his own body and dressed me in it. I preserved it. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam trimmed his blessed nails, I collected them and preserved them in a vial. Then he instructed those present, when I pass away, place that blessed shirt inside my shroud against my body, and finally separate the blessed nails and apply them to my eyes. Perhaps Allah Almighty will show me mercy through the blessings of these sacred relics. What is tabarruk? Subhanallah.
We learn that seeking blessings, ay tabarruk, through the sacred relics of the noble prophets, companions, and saints has been the practice of the pious since early times. It is not a new concept. The noble Quran itself mentions Tabut as-Sakina, which contained the sacred relics and through which Allah Almighty granted victory in battle. Any item associated with a prophet, a companion, a saint, or a sacred place becomes blessed. Examples include dates of Medina, tasbih from Medina, zamzam water, sweet meats distributed in religious gatherings as a means of conveying reward. The final words of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. At the time of his passing, the noble companion and scribe of revelation said to his family, "Fear Allah. Whoever fears him is granted his protection. And for the one who does not fear him, there is no refuge." Immediately after uttering these words of admonition, he departed from this world. Allahu Akbar. The companion of the Prophet and scribe of revelation, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, passed away while still inviting to righteousness. He died in the famous city of Damascus, Syria, at the age of 78 on a Thursday in the month of Rajab in the year 60 AH. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah's concern. Due to ignorance or other reasons, some people have spoken ill of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, while scholars of truth have defended him. Mu'adhallah, even today there are those who, relying solely upon historical accounts, vilify Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Yet, even an elementary student of religion knows that historical reports carry no weight against the clear text of the Quran and Hadith. I, Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, pity such people. How will they face the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the Day of Resurrection? The Prophet appointed scribes of revelation. The community regarded their written text as authoritative. Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu contributed to the codification of the Noble Quran, and we all recite from the text that was preserved through the hands of such trustworthy individuals. Yet some only say he was the father of Yazid. What will those critics say of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam when his son perished in the flood? The Noble Quran itself declares that this disobedient son was not counted amongst the family of Sayyidina Nuh. If a son proves wicked, to blame the father is reprehensible. Astaghfirullah. Indeed, Yazid was the son of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and he was vile and unworthy. We do not defend Yazid, but one must not slander Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Rather, his merits should be recounted. We do not claim that Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is superior to the fourth caliph, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. Concerning the battle between Sayyiduna Ali and Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhuma, the battle occurred between the fourth caliph, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, and Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Both sides included other noble companions radiallahu anhum. There was no enmity between them, and those who fell were martyrs. In that engagement, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu was upon haq, i.e. that which is right and correct, while Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was upon khata, i.e. mistaken. But his mistake was khata'i ijtihadi, as he was a mujtahid. A mujtahid is one who possesses such scholarly competence and capability that he can understand the indication and subtleties of the Noble Quran, recognize the purpose of the speech, and derive rulings from it. He must have complete knowledge of the abrogating, i.e. nasikh, an abrogated mansukh text. He should have full mastery of the sciences of morphology, i.e. sarf, grammar, i.e. nahw, rhetoric, i.e. balagha, and the like. He must have comprehensive awareness of all the verses of rulings and the ahadith related to them. A mujtahid is an erudite scholar even when he errs in ijtihad, i.e. exertion of utmost effort by a mujtahid in deriving a sharia ruling from the sources of Islamic law. He still receives a reward, and he is not reviled from an ijtihadi mistake. Consider the celebrated imams of the four Sunni schools of Islamic jurisprudence, who differed on many juristic matters. Yet a person acquainted with sacred knowledge does not denounce any of them for their different opinions. Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu made an ijtihadi mistake in this affair. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu was in the right. Yet to criticize Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu on that account is fisk, i.e. a sin. Corruption in belief is more dangerous than corruption in action. We Ahlus Sunnah are people of paradise by virtue of the noble companions and the pure Ahlul Bayt. Keep these points in mind and inshallah none will be able to mislead you. Establish your resolve with conviction. Why I composed a poem in his praise. Someone advised me that I had written no munkabat panegyric for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. I was moved, and on the 22nd of Rajab I began composing these couplets. This is my first munkabat for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. May Allah Almighty reward the one who gave that counsel. Alhamdulillah, I love Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu as a companion of the Messenger of Allah. He is one of those through whom the noble Quran reached us. Those who dissent from him, how will they present another Quran? All the blessed companions, radiyallahu anhum, accepted this noble Quran, and so it remains preserved. Allah Almighty says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Surely we reveal this Quran and surely we preserve it. Belief in every letter of the noble Quran is essential. Whoever denies even a single letter is an unbeliever. Allah Almighty has undertaken its guardianship. May Allah Almighty preserve our faith. Love for Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. Alhamdulillah, since the time I became conscious of things, I have always been a devotee of Sayyiduna Ali, Sayyida Fatima, and the noble Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhum. By Allah, my love for Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu is such that if someone were to cut me and draw blood, every drop would call out, Ali, Ali. Six counsels of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Number one, refrain from depriving people, for such behavior destroys a person's honorable character and throws a noble individual into disgrace. Number two, he who does not benefit from experience can never attain a lofty rank. Number three, a person who acts with reflection and caution remains successful. Number four, when fear of Allah departs from a person's heart, even those who once praised him begin to speak ill of him. Number five, the best gifts bestowed upon a human are intellect and forbearance. This is because a person who possesses these qualities demonstrates the following virtues. He accepts advice when given. He expresses gratitude when blessed. He shows patience in affliction. He suppresses anger when agitated. He forgives even when capable of taking revenge. And if he wrongs someone inadvertently, he seeks forgiveness at once. The phrase, if he commits a wrong, refers to a mistake, not deliberate harm. For instance, if someone unintentionally infringes on another's right, pushes someone or bumps into another person, he should promptly apologize.
Remember, حقوق العباد, the rights of people, if settled in this world, bring safety. Otherwise, on the day of judgment, one will have to part with his good deeds, and if those are insufficient, he will have to bear the sins of others. The matter of the hereafter is extremely severe. May Allah Almighty grant us forgiveness without reckoning. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When is a person qualified to give advice? Number 6. A man is not fit to offer an opinion until his forbearance overcomes his ignorance and his patience overpowers his desires. And a person cannot reach this station except through the strength of knowledge. O devotees of the Prophet, understand this well. If someone gives advice and becomes angry when his suggestion is not accepted, declaring, "Why did you not act upon my advice?" then such a person is not fit to offer counsel. Many people present their own words as advice, yet expect them to be treated as orders. Unsolicited advice. I, Amir Ahlul Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, must have received thousands of unsolicited suggestions. In the early days of Dawati Islami, people would stop me along the way simply to offer unrequested advice. Once an individual approached me and said, "There is an urgent need for Dawati Islami's work in such and such area of Punjab. You should travel there with a qafila." At that time, I was leading prayers at Shaheed Masjid in Khairdar, Karachi. I asked, "Will you accompany us?" He replied, "I do not have the time." There are many such people, they only have time to give unsolicited advice. During the days when the Sunnah-inspired gathering was held at Kakri Ground, Khairdar, Karachi, one gentleman told me, "You should have a box placed at the entrance so that everyone entering donates 1 rupee. This will raise funds and also show how many people attended." Such a suggestion could not be implemented because forcing people to pay when entering a religious gathering is not permissible according to the Sharia. If I had implemented this, many would have rushed out angrily saying, "We will not attend this program." Some used to send long letters telling me what must be done, issuing instruction-like suggestions. Had I been inexperienced, hot-tempered, and acted upon every such idea, Dawati Islami would never have spread across the world as it has today by the mercy of Allah Almighty. Nor would the blessings of Madani Channel have reached every corner of the globe. Many suggestions I received were outside the experience of the advisers. When I opened the shop of my work, I learnt how to handle customers. For example, if an inexperienced labourer tells a shopkeeper, "Deal with customers rudely and talk down to them," how will any customer feel satisfied? A seasoned shopkeeper will instead speak politely, "Brother, please, sir." I give this analogy only to explain that I had extensive experience in my work, though whenever a suggestion made sense, I adopted it. By Allah's mercy, through our religious activities, we have reached many countries, and insha'Allah, following the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we shall also enter paradise. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد